Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Holly and Patty singing Come As You Are, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled It Is Well, from 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 17 through 26.
Come broken hearted, let rescue begin. Come He's always faithful because that's a part of His name today. He's a faithful God. He's faithful in all things. He's faithful to supply your need. He's faithful to get you through whatever you're facing. He's faithful to supply everything that you'll ever need in life because He's a faithful God. But then today we generate the question off of that, how faithful are we to Him? I mean, how much can God depend upon us? If you're not depending upon the Lord, you're depending upon the wrong thing anyway. Put your confidence and your faith in the Lord. And the church said, amen. Amen. The when is right when you need it. Oh, I'm glad He's an on-time God every time. He doesn't make any mistakes. He's never late. He's never early. Well, Mary and Martha thought He was late when Lazarus had died. And they said, He's been dead 4 days. Jesus, and where have you been? I mean, we Instagrammed you, we emailed you, we text you, we dialed cell phone, we did everything, we sent messengers. Where were you at? Let me tell you what, He was right on time. Amen. If He'd just come and Lazarus was sick and laying on the bed, and He said, hey, get up, man, you all right? It would not have been the miracle that the man was dead and had been dead 4 days, and the Bible says, and the sister said, he now has an aroma. As a matter of fact, biblically, she said, he stinketh. But Jesus spoke, and this is such an amazing thing, because not only did He speak and say, Lazarus, come forth, but what was the first thing that Jesus did? He gave praise and honor and glory to the Father, didn't He? He magnified the name of the Lord. He thanked the Lord for what He was going to do even before He did it. And let me tell you what, then He said, Lazarus, come forth. Let me tell you what happened. You know what happened. Lazarus came out of that grave, and Jesus said, loose him and set him free. Thank God in heaven. I've got a Savior who will loose you and set you free. You're not bound up, tied up, messed up anymore. You're now belonging to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and God is on your side. Amen. That's the win. He'll do it right when you need it. The where. It will be at God's appointed time. God's on time every time. You cannot miss with Him today. The why will be because God said He would do it. He's as good as His word. If He said it, bless God, that's all you need to know. You don't need to know when He's going to do it, how He's going to do it, what method He's going to use. You just need to know today, I believe and I shall receive because God is as faithful to His word. I can depend upon the word of God and what God has said. So what God has said He will do, it will be done. I promise you that. Give the Lord some praise. So what does God promise us then? God promises to save us. God promises to bless us. God promises to heal us. God promises to deliver us. God promises today to defeat every enemy that will come up against us today. God has promised to meet our every need today. God has promised to guide you through the difficult days and valleys and experiences that you'll face in life. God has promised to stand beside you when everybody else has walked away from you today. God has promised today to give you hope in times of hopelessness, to give you help in times of helplessness today. God has promised to give you joy when it seems like there's nothing to be happy about. God has promised today to give you peace when it seems like the whole world is going to hell in a handbasket and no mind is fixed on Him and their minds are lost into the world. I'm glad that God gives us a supernatural peace that will surpass all understanding because that's the God whom we serve. Amen. God promises to give you victory from the very jaws of defeat. That's what my God can do. Amen. For His promises are yes and amen, as the Word of God says. Hallelujah. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, but not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. See, from 2 Kings 4, we found a woman who received God's promises. You say, when are we going to read the Scripture? Stand by. But when she began to enjoy the promise that the promise provided, all of a sudden, the promise was snapped from her life. You know, a couple of weeks ago, on a Sunday evening, I spoke on a message, and it contained a portion, the first portion of 2 Kings chapter 4, and I preached on that Sunday evening. See what you miss when you're not in church on Sunday night? The four realms of power. And let me tell you, He possesses all power in heaven and in earth. And from the declaration of the Shunammite woman, we learned that we must do exactly when faced with a challenge, we've got to do what she did. So we must not run in fear. We must declare in faith, it is well. Praise the Lord. See, the Word of God says, and starting with verse number 17 in 2 Kings 4, it says, and the woman conceived and bare a son. Now, let me just back you up a moment. Her husband, the Bible said in the previous verses, were old. He was old. And therefore, the childbearing years were beyond them. So now, all of a sudden, the Elisha, the prophet, the man of God, speaks. And what happens? She conceived. She bare a son. At that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the same time of life. And when the children was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father to the reapers. And he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to a lad, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat at her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. And she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee. She never said anything about the boy. She never said if he was alive or dead. She never said if anything had happened. She said, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. And he said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, it shall be well. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I could almost run outside and have a shouting spell right there. It is going to be well. It shall be. That was faith. The kid is still dead. And she's talking about living. Then she saddled an ass and said to her servant, drive and go forward. Slack not thine riding for me, except I bid thee. So she went and came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, yonder is the Shunammite woman, or the Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. Whatever catches us by surprise is a part of God's plan for us. Did you hear what I said? Oh, y'all like that? Yeah. That's pretty cool. Whatever catches us by surprise is part of God's plan for us.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.